Now, Carlo Ritchie and Steen Raskopoulos are instantly recognisable to any Sydney-sider with a love for a certain style of smart, improvised storytelling with a comedic twist. And for anyone else, well, you're about to get a chance to see what people have been raving about when they talk about the Bear Pack. Now, fresh from a sellout season at the Edinburgh Fringe, the Pack are back in Sydney for a single night at the Enmore Theatre on the 14th of December, a single fundraiser night, I should say, with proceeds going to the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse. But what is the Bear Pack show about? Well, the beauty of it is that it could be genuinely about anything. Carlo Ritchie joins me. Carlo, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm well.
Now, look, I've had a few people say, hey, but what is actually on at the Bear Pack? And I'm like, it's a very hard show to describe, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, it takes us a long time to write the scripts, you know. we get up at the crack of dawn, so that's why I was so easy to get in today. I've just been up slaving
over. Yeah, completely.
Well, yeah, I mean, in a nutshell, it's a totally improvised two-person play for about 55 minutes with a cellist improvising the soundtrack. And it's all totally made up off the spot. We just get two words out of the audience and we just go with it.
Off. Look, Sydney's got a real love of storytelling at the moment. And we've seen it kind of split a weird way that we've got those very heavily crafted storytelling nights where you've got some, you know, beautifully people like read out stories that are poignant or funny. And then we're starting to see the rise and rise of great improv storytelling.
Yeah, I mean, improv seems to be getting bigger and bigger in Sydney. Yeah. I think it certainly seems to be the city of improv at the moment.
Improv has a bit of a bad reputation when you look at sort of, you know, over, you talk to people who've been spent time in LA and they're like, improv nights. But that's not what we're talking about, is it?
Yeah, I think improv in Sydney is quite different now. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of shows, you know, like the Bear Pack, shows like Confetti Gun, which are just, you know, really fun, creative, diverse nights, and it's good fun.
It's funny because I've got a lot of friends who are stand-ups and they've always said that Sydney's a very hard city to do comedy in, but that's stand-up comedy. It's growing into a city that appreciates a good raconteur.
Yeah, I'd say it's still probably a little hard to do improv comedy. I'd say a lot of our audiences are still our performers, but, you know, it's... it seems to be going crazy. I mean, when Bear Pack started, we were having 40 people and now we're doing the Enmore. So, I mean, it's
pretty damn good.
It's a wild ride.
You were also saying before on air, improv school in its third year that you've been doing.
Yeah, we started improv school, Improv Theatre Sydney, and we just had our third birthday. And yeah, that started with 30 students and now we've got 190. We have eight employees. It's a bit mad.
Now, look, not to bring the tone down and get too sad, but the show that you've got on the 14th, as I said, it is a charity fundraiser night. It is going to Chris O'Brien Lifehouse. It's been dedicated to a friend of yours, isn't it?
Yeah, it was dedicated to our friend Elliot Miller, who had struggled with cancer, and it was a very quick and pretty terrible thing. And he was an amazing improviser. And, so we wanted to dedicate the show. We dedicated our show last year as well to him. Our way of sort of remembering the good times with Elliot.
That's a great way of doing it, I think, and also extremely beneficial for an organisation like Chris O'Brien Lifehouse.
Yeah, they're really terrific, and they were amazing. Yeah. They were amazing for Elliot and his family, and so we wanted to give them some support back.
I've got to say, I've known a few people who've taken shows to Edinburgh Fringe. Not many get to come back and say it was sell out. In fact, most people come back and say, I had a lot of fun, but boy, that cost me a fortune.
Yeah, we just, I just hang out in all the local bars in Edinburgh and just, you know, try and become a local and drag all my new Scottish friends along.
But obviously it hits the right resonant note there.
Yeah, it was wild, actually. And this year, Joffrey from Game of Thrones came along.
What?
Yeah, it came twice, and that was amazing having, you know, you look out in the audience, you've got Joffrey silently judging you, you're waiting to be axed. But it seems to be very popular over there.
So what's next for you? I know, you know, we're edging out of the year, but what's 2018 going to hold?
So we've just got confirmed for a festival in London called Vault, which is end of February.
Awesome.
And then another festival in Kilkenny in June.
Kilkenny?
Kilkenny Island. We were first time to the Emerald Isle.
That is amazing.
Yeah, have to do the show in Gaelic though, so...
Oh, well, yeah. Really, you've got a little bit of time to learn it, surely.
Yeah, 6 months should be fine.
And anything back home? Anything out here we can look forward to?
Yeah, we're doing a run of shows at the Art Gallery of New South Wales for the whole of January every Wednesday, so that should be a bit wild. It's a new show to us. We're doing it based on the Dutch Masters and the Rembrandt exhibition at the moment.
What a weird tie-in.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so people will be picking sort of a Rembrandt portrait and then we'll be doing our show based on that.
All right, Carlo Ritchie, are tickets still available for next Thursday?
They are indeed, yes.
Fantastic. We'll make sure there's a link up on the 2SER.com website. But, of course, it's on at the Amore Theatre. People can track it down that way. It is the Bear Pack. It is a charity fundraiser. It is well worth going. Great to talk to you, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Nick.